Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. I now, once again, thank you all for tuning in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What a mighty God we serve. We ask in all listeners, as we always do, because we do have a lot of new listeners, and we give God the glory, honor, and praise for what he's doing through this worldwide ministry platform. We have a lot of new listeners that are faithfully dialing in. So please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with the awesome man of God who's going to deliver God's word on tonight. He's been on once before, none other than my brother in Christ, Pastor Rondell Brown. He is the pastor of the Love Center, which is located in Detroit, Michigan. Again, Pastor Rondell Brown from the Love Center in Detroit, Michigan will be delivering God's word very shortly. So you're definitely going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper so that you can follow along. We always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please touch and agree with me in prayer on tonight, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. So now we're going to go and approach God's throne of grace on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come as your children, once again, touching and agreeing and knowing without a doubt that you are God and you're God all by yourself. You are the great I am, the most high God. So we come to you thanking you first and foremost for who and all that you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Rondell Brown, and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. And that way we can continue to move forward and fulfill our individual and corporate God purposes in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight. We lift up Deaconess from the Shield of Faith, Davenport, Deaconess Davenport, and the loss of her husband, who made his heavenly transition. He was funeralized on yesterday, Deacon Terrence Davenport. So we want to continue to lift up his wife and that entire family in the name of Jesus. All those that have lost loved ones, all those that have lost loved ones over in Ukraine due to this war, unnecessary and uncalled for war, continue to bless and comfort and strengthen those families as well. And all those that have lost loved ones all over the land, let them know that you are still God, and besides you there is none other. Let them remember to look unto the hills from which cometh their help. You are their strength and their comforter. And let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength in everything that you are. Let them feel your presence, Heavenly Father, even in their hour of bereavement, that they will continue to look to the hills from which cometh their help, and they will continue to give you the glory, honor, and praise, even in their hour of bereavement, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray and continue to lift up our sisters and brothers over in Ukraine, the president of Ukraine. Continue to strengthen his heart, continue to lead and guide him, continue to protect him and his entire family, and all those, Heavenly Father, that are working on his side, and all, not just him, but all world leaders, Heavenly Father, that is trying to be pleasing to you. Continue to bless them, protect them, and use them for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue to cover the people of Ukraine in the blood of Jesus is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And we even lift up President Putin, Heavenly Father, that you would touch his heart, and that his heart would be turned to you, Heavenly Father, that he would hear your word, that he will open his own mouth, confess his sins and transgressions, and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into his heart and save him. And that way he too will come to know his own God purpose and fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We continue to lift up all those that are incarcerated all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit. Thank you for opening the doors that now this worldwide ministry platform and all other ministries that I share with them throughout the United States, all prisons and prisoners that are incarcerated are now able to hear your word and have an opportunity to be saved in Jesus' name. So for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise as well. And we thank you for every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry platform. Continue to bless them all, even those that are going to tune in the near future. Bless them all and grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. So now, Lord, we pray that you will have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us, that you will get the glory. I lift up my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family. Continue to bless us. Continue to use us as your vessels in the earth, individually and as a corporate body of believers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual proof of thought. And it comes to us saying on tonight, if you don't like something, just take away its only power, your attention. Once again, tonight's scripture proof of thought. If you don't like something, just take away its only power, your attention. I do want the listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. Right now, we're going to get ready to go to our music break, and then following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to none other than my guest on tonight, once again, Pastor Rondell Brown, the pastor of the Love Center. It's located in Detroit, Michigan. He's going to deliver God's word, another awesome, powerful young man of God. Before I bring forth our music break, please take note that this coming Saturday night, March the 5th, Minister Tawan Eppinger, a young minister of the gospel, at the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, and where I serve as that musician, Minister Tawan Eppinger will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night, same time, 8 o'clock p.m. over this worldwide platform. So now we're going to go to our music break, and following the music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to none other than Pastor Rondell Brown. Enjoy the music break. praise the Lord on tonight. That's total praise. I hope that that came across clear to you all, but for some reason on my end, it did not come across that clear unto me, to me. But hopefully it did come clear to you all that was receiving it on the other end. Total praise. God deserves our total praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, he's still worthy to be praised. So before I bring on my guest on tonight, Pastor Rondell Brown, I want the listeners to know that I will be opening up the phone lines after he has concluded with his message on tonight. So if you have any questions for him after he has delivered God's word, or if you want to share with him words of encouragement, you'll be able to do so. But after he concludes with the message on tonight, I will open up the phone lines for the listeners. So right now, I am so excited once again to have my guest on tonight, Pastor Rondell Brown. I now yield the mic to you.
Amen, amen. All right. Well, first and foremost, good evening to all of you that are out there listening, giving praises to God, honor to whom honor is due. I must say to Mr. Brown, of course, no relation. I want to thank you again for allowing me to, come and I guess just be a part of the platform, man. I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful. You don't have to. And so I just want you to know how appreciative I am of you. If you all don't mind, I know that he did pray, but I do like to pray before I begin. I'm going to let all of you out there know right now that we are going to the Gospel of Luke, the 7th chapter. We're going to begin reading at the 11th verse. Again, that's the Gospel of Luke, the 7th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at the 11th verse. All right. Father God, we thank you for what you've done, what you are doing, and for what you will do. God, keep us, hold us, heal us, God. And as the word goes forth, God, you do what it is that you do. In your name we do pray, and the people of God said amen.
Amen.
All right, as I told Brother Brown here, one thing my father taught me was to get up, speak up, shut up, and sit down. So I won't be, belaboring the hour. But it's my intent for us to get right to it, seeing that the Bible says, and St. Luke says, now it happened the day after he went into a city called Nain, many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. My God. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. And so for just a few minutes, I assure you, if you give me allow me just a few minutes of your time tonight, I want to talk from the subject of when he shows up. When he shows up.
Oh, yes.
There's a point in society, I guess a standard, if you will, or I guess it's a societal norm that we've all come into contact with. There's a seemingly unified perspective on a lot of things. As a matter of fact, if you think something different, you're perceived to be weird, you're perceived to be abnormal in some way, shape, form, or fashion because you're bucking or going against or in stark contradiction or stark contrast to the norm as far as what society believes. I serve a God that operates in ways sometimes that I cannot even begin to fathom. I can't articulate. I believe it was Bishop Edgar Van who said that some things can't be explained, they just have to be experienced.
Here's what I found out, people, I want you all to understand something about me. I'm not a deep person. I just want to make this relevant to you all. So help me here. I want you to realize what I had to realize, and that's just that God works in ways sometimes that I may not be able to explain, but I'm glad he showed up. God sometimes delivers in ways that I can't explain, but I'm glad he shows up. Even before we begin to jump into the text tonight, can I tell you how articulate how intricate God is in doing things in ways that we cannot understand, but it still works out for our good? Let me tell you, because I know you thought I was going to give you the verse right there. No, I want to give you the story. The Bible tells us about a man being locked in a den with a hungry lion. Can I tell you that the person who locked him in that den did not want him to be there? But can I tell you that the person who locked him in that den, can I tell you that how God works is that he protected Daniel even when he was in the lion's den? Here's what happens, and here's how God works in certain situations, because you may not understand how he shows up. You may not understand when he shows up. You may not understand why he shows up. You may not even begin to understand how he brought you out. But here's the good news about God is that God still shows up. If I was in church right now, I would take a pause and survey the saints and ask, is there anybody that's happy that God still shows up on your behalf? The culmination of the story, if you didn't know it by now, is that the Bible tells us that God shut the mouth of the, or as he sent an angel to shut the mouth of the hungry lion that allowed Daniel to survive overnight in the den so that the king could come and find him. Can I tell you what the Bible suggests to us? That the angel didn't take the hunger away from the lion, but rather the angel just shut its mouth. People of God, before we even jump into the text, I want you to know how God shows up and what he does in your life, because he didn't change other people's natures concerning you. He just delivered you regardless of what they were going to do to you. I want you to understand something about God. I'm starting to feel good. Here's the thing about God. I want you to be able to give him praise simply because he shows up. Now, here as it applies to the text, or such is the dialogue being discussed in the particular text that we're discussing, because it is, in fact, true that God shows up here at Nain. Nain is the primary point, I guess, here, or the young woman and her son here is the primary point being centered in Nain. But in order for us to understand how we get to verse 11, we have to take a look at chapter number 7. Chapter number 7, you understand Luke's gospel. Dr. Luke, he was the beloved physician. Him being educated, him being one that was articulate, him being someone that was smart, him being someone, excuse me, as who he was, he wrote in a more of a descriptive way than the other evangelists as they penned the Gospels. And so when we find situations such as these, Luke rather gives a more descriptive account. Here it is. Here it is. We understand. We arrive at chapter number 7, verse number 11, because it's here. In chapter, at the onset of chapter number 7, that we find that Jesus is dealing with the servant. He's dealing with actually the commander, and he's dealing with the fact that this man is sick, but yet someone comes to him on his behalf. Before we jump into the text, I want you to be able to give God praise for those of you that have someone that is connected to you that knows how to pray for you. If my mother was here, here's what she would say: that somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, and they took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad that they prayed for me. Can I tell you that, people of God, that it's not necessarily you that got you through certain situations, but rather somebody praying for you when you didn't even have the wherewithal to pray for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Beloved, come take this journey with me. Here it is. This servant is sick. The master comes to Jesus. Jesus sends the word. Aren't you glad that God is able to still send words on your behalf? Is there somebody that went to God and he simply gave you a word about a season, gave you a word about a situation, and you said, in the beginning was the word, and since the word was with God and the word was God, I'm able and I'm faith-filled enough to believe in the word that he sent for my life. Somebody should be able to give God praise about the word. Here it is. Since the word. Sends the word, beloved. Of course, we understand the centurion. The centurion saying, "I'm not worthy for you to come into my house, Jesus." This is one of the two accounts in the Bible where he's marveled now. Marveled, number one, at the unbelief of Nazareth. Here, marveling at this man's faith, him understanding this and him seeing that there are people now understand that the centurion has not made it home yet, but somebody ran to the house and they see that the servant is doing well. When God shows up, watch this, when God shows up, people of God, there are going to be other people in your scenario who are going to run to your aid. There are going to be other people who are going to show up on your behalf. People are going to start seeking you out. People are going to start showing up. People are going to start knocking on your door, because when God shows up, other people start coming in. Here's what it is, beloved, because the Bible says now we find us at chapter number 7 here at the onset of May. Now, it's important for us to, Brother Brown, begin to understand why him healing the servant was important, because the Bible says that Jesus was there. The Bible says that his disciples that were traveling with him were there, and also a large crowd were with him now as he gets to Nain. Watch this now, because we see that these people are traveling with Jesus on the way to Nain. They arrive in Nain and they see this woman standing in front of this coffin and them walking, I guess, what I would assume to be to the graveyard. Beloved, do you not understand the stark contradiction to what contradiction to what's supposed to be here? You may not understand this, but I want you to understand what Nain means. It's supposed to be a place of beauty. It's supposed to be a place of pleasantness. It's supposed to be filled with beautiful things, but yet what we're introduced to in Nain is not something of beauty, but of something of death. Beloved, I want somebody on this call to know this evening, that whatever your name is, if God gave you this name, if he said this is what you may be, baby, I want you to know, even if you're experiencing a down moment in your season, you're still called to be what he said you are. I'm not going to talk to you tonight, because I want you to know that you've been called great and you just had a bad moment. I want you to know that you're still great. I want you to know, no matter how bad the situation may be, you're still named. Yeah, you may have been dipping dirty and comfortably dangling, but baby, you're still named. You are God's chosen. Yes, you had a slip and fall, but baby, now you're back up. I want somebody tonight to understand that your dalliance does not define you. That baby, whatever God has called you to be, you still are. Y'all not gonna talk to me tonight.
Amen.
What you still are. Such is the understanding, the framework of what it is. We're in this place that's meant to be beautiful, stark contrast to the scene that's going on inside of it. Here it is. The Bible says we have Jesus, and his cohorts and the crowd with him, and now we have this woman. Dr. Brown, I do believe that's what it says. The Bible says he came to the gate of the city, and behold, he sees the scene. He sees the widow. He sees the large and large crowd that was with her. The Bible says that he saw her. Y'all talking to me yet? Bible says he saw her. Beloved, I want you to get to a place here. I want you to get to a place, I promise you, I want you to get to a place here where you understand the miracle does not begin when you see Jesus. It begins when he sees you. I believe that's important for somebody to be able to take into their own home tonight, because so many of us are still waiting on an answer. Sometimes God does not answer you, but that does not mean that he did not hear you. Are you going to talk to me tonight? Here's what I'm trying to tell somebody on this call, that the miracle in your life does not begin when you see him. It rather begins when he sees you. He knew about your situation. Can I tell you that God already has a miracle lined up for you? Most of the time, he's just waiting for us. This is the best way that I can explain it to you. God has already evolved. He's already at a place to where he's trying to get us to be. He's waiting for us down the road. I want you to understand that your problem, I know you're telling Jesus about it, this and that. I want you to know he's already working the miracle out on your behalf. You ought to be able to give God a praise right here on this call, because what you have to understand about your situation is no matter what's going on in your life, God is still already working something out on your behalf.
Here's
what it is, beloved. We understand, as I told you, that it's a beautiful place, and although the scene may be bad, it's still beautiful. We understand. He saw her. The miracle does not begin when you see him, but rather when he sees you. Here's the thing about it, because what we also understand is nobody, y'all you hear me, but nobody asked Jesus for his help. Oh, but rather he readily offered it. The woman didn't reach out her voice and say, "Master, help me." This isn't one of the scenarios as in it's described in other gospels where somebody asks for his help, but rather it's Jesus who saw us in need and is simply just going to be there for us. Somebody ought to be able to give God praise because we still serve a God who, even when we're down and out, even if we haven't called on him, baby, he's still there. This is what the old saints would say, that even if I made my bed in hell, he'd still be there. I want you to understand that sometimes you've been crying at night, not being able to articulate your thoughts, your feelings, your fears, not being able to be able to actually say what it is been going on, because you don't have the words for it. You don't have the mental capacity to begin to articulate it. But I want you to know, even if you don't ask for help, we serve a God who's compassionate enough to help you. Here it is. Here it is. The Bible says is that they're on their way to the graveyard. How interesting is it, Mike? This is what blessed me. How interesting is it that we have Jesus? I told you it was going to become important later. We have Jesus. We have his disciples, and we have the crowd who are just coming from seeing this centurion servant healed. About seeing the word of God coming to pass over the servant's life, we have them still traveling with Jesus, and they arrive at Nain. Y'all gonna get it just one second. And so what we have are people who are surrounded by God and still praising God and who are still rejoicing because of the healing that just went forth. And now we have somebody who's in a funeral recession. All right. So on one side of the street, we got people praising. You know, on the one other side of the street, we got people crying. Y'all not going to hear me tonight. I'm trying to tell you that there's a funeral going on, but yet there's still people giving God praise. You have to have, y'all, how dare these people be this jovial? When there's a funeral going on, but yet the power of God is still being made manifest in their situation. You have to understand, my God, I'm trying to tell you, there's praising going on one side, and there's a funeral on the other side. Jesus sees the woman, goes to her, and now this is where the text gets interesting, because it says that he tells her something so interesting. He says, "Don't weep." Can I tell you that this woman is now seeing her son, she's a widow now, seeing her son being carried to the graveyard. I want you to understand something, that this just was not just her son. This was her future. Do you not understand that now that the burden, or rather the responsibility, if you will, of this woman was now being put upon her son? This is just how it was back in those times. And so now this is her her financial standing, her social standing, now being taken out. She's crying not just about her present, but she's crying about her future. Her future, she's watching literally and figuratively her future being carried to the graveyard. Y'all not going to talk to me tonight. What I'm trying to tell you is that now she believes her future's dead, and she's about it. She's watching it to go be buried. You have to understand, people of God, that when you get in these dire situations, that you thought that your dreams were dead, you thought your future was dead, you thought the dream that you had to start your business was dead, you thought the dream that you had where Jesus wanted you to go, you thought it was dead, you thought you were too old, you thought you were too broke, you thought you were too busted, you thought you were too ignorant, you thought whatever it is, you thought it was dead. And baby, I want you to know it's on its way to the graveyard. But can I tell you what happens when God shows up? Here's what it is. I tell you in my closing, I want you to understand this as I get ready to yield this mic back over to Brother Brown here, is that Jesus now tells her, don't cry. How rude of him to tell her not to cry. You're telling me my future is done, but you're telling me not to cry. People of God, I want to tell somebody that he's telling her not to cry. Not because of what's happened, but he's telling her not to cry because of what's to come. I want you to know you've been down, but now God is telling you, you're seeing your future almost out of here. You're seeing this present almost out of here. You're seeing the situation about to take you out of here. I know somebody may be hurting physically, mentally, emotionally. I want you to know internally you may be going through some things, but I want you to know what happens because Jesus is telling you, not because of what happened, but because of what he knows he has for you. He's telling you not to cry because he knows what he's about to do for you, baby. Watch this, because this is my last point. I promise you, Brother Brown, I'm done. I promise you, because now God has shown up. If I was at a church, I promise you, I'd probably change my voice just a little bit. And ask the people of God, is there anybody on this line tonight that's glad that God still shows up in your life? Now, here it is. Because the Bible says that the people who are carrying him now, they stop because Jesus touches the coffin. Just two quick things. I'm done with you, Brother Brown. The first one is you have to understand, we have to be able to give God praise for those that carried us in our dead seasons. Y'all not going to talk to me. I'm talking better than y'all talking to me. You have to learn how to be able to give God praise. You have to learn how to be able to give God praise for those that carried you in your dead seasons, when you were dead weight and they carried you, when you were down and out and they prayed for you, when you were broke, busted, and disgusted, and they still were there and looked out for you. You have to learn how to give God praise, my God, for those that look out for you in your dead season. Baby, you're on your way to that graveyard, but God had some rams in the bush right there ready and waiting for you. Here it is, my last thing. It's so good because the Bible tells us about the customs of the day, and it tells us that anybody who basically came into contact with and touched this just like Jesus did, would be ruled to be unclean because they're touching something dead, and they're ruled to be unclean. But aren't you glad? I wish y'all would talk to me tonight. Aren't you glad that God knows how to take something unclean and to make it clean again? Aren't you glad that God knows how that when he touches something, baby, I know you've been crying, but he knows how to dry the tears. Aren't you glad that God knows how to take something and to make it white as snow? What can wash away my sin? I wish y'all would talk to me. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Somebody tonight, I want you, this is it, I'm done, I promise you, I want you to be able to rejoice because now God has showed up in your scene. And baby, if you don't know him, take the time to get to know him, because what does this situation prove to us today? That even when you feel like it's too late, even when you think that it is the ninth hour, even when you think that it's about to be all over, God can still show up in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you believe that thing, I don't know where you are. I don't know your specific situation. I don't know what it is. When he opens these lines, you're welcome to come and talk to me. I'm here for you. Baby, I'll tell you right now, I don't have all of the answers. But the one common thing that I can tell you, and baby, it's not that common. It's actually amazing. It's God.
Yes, Lord.
It's God. That's it. You've been dirty. God can make you clean.
Yes,
you call beautiful, but you feel broken. And I want to tell somebody tonight that the potter simply, my God, oh, he wants to put you back together again.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. I thank you very much, Brother Brown, for allowing me these few precious moments. I'm going to pray. And then, my God, is back in your hands. Father God, we thank you for the word. We thank you for these, your people tonight. Someone may be feeling rejected. Someone may be feeling discouraged. Someone may be feeling defeated. Someone may be standing there wanting to throw in the towel. But God, even if they've thrown it in, I want you to throw it right back to them and let them know that this is not the end of the fight, that you have something better for them. That just like you've shown up in my life many times, that you're more than able to show up in their life. That what it is that they need done, there's nobody that can do it like you. There's nobody that can heal like you. There's nobody that can deliver like you. But God, my prayer is that somebody tonight hears your voice. These are the blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name. And the people of God did say, amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, for that powerful word, Pastor Brown, on tonight. I like what you said. You know, but it was short, but it was straight to the point, because we serve an awesome God. He said his word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. So someone on this prayer line, other than myself, has been blessed by this needed word on tonight. For such a time that we're living in, we see wars and rumors of wars all over the land. The word of God is true. So we thank God for you, Pastor Brown, because someone, you said it, you hit the nail on the head. I believe that someone was about to throw in the towel. But God, we thank God for his promises. He's a faithful God, and he has no respect of persons. So right now the phone lines are open. I said we have people that are still dialing in, and right now they may have missed your message on tonight, Pastor Brown, but that's why I thank God for this worldwide ministry, that all of these broadcasts are kept in archives. So if anyone missed anything, you can always go back to the website and pull up any show that you want, that you think you may have missed or want to hear all over again. You can go to my show website and pull it up and be blessed all over again by God's word. So, yes. The phone lines are open right now for anyone that may have a question for Pastor Rondell Brown, or you want to give him words of encouragement for this powerful word he has just delivered to us on tonight. The phone lines are open. Anyone? I know I do not. I'm not the only one that received this word on tonight. This is a blessed word for the people of God on tonight. If you have any words of encouragement for Pastor Brown, or if you want to ask him a question, this is your time. The lines are open.
Thank you, Pastor Brown. That was a wonderful, wonderful message that you gave us tonight. That was a powerful word. You know, no matter what we're going through, God is going to take care of it, because in all things, we need to give God praise. Because when we give him praise, then he's going to show up and take care of whatever it is that we need to have done.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
God always shows up.
Yes, he does. He's an on-time God. It's all about God's timing. And sometimes we just have to go through the process. We have to have the faith. That's what faith in God kicks in. And we have to have the faith in God, knowing that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Why? Because he is a promise keeper. He don't go back on his word. He's not like man. He don't get amnesia. He don't forget what he said. So he stands on his word.
Amen.
So he has no respect of person. So just like he did with this woman, with that her son, she thought that was the end. Just like he brought her through. And just like when Daniel was in the lion's den, and God stepped into that situation, he's the same God. He can do it for us even today. So we thank God for you, Pastor Brown. Is there anyone else that has a question for Pastor Brown, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, this is your time to do so. The phone lines are still open. I see, we have some more people that just recently dialed in. Pastor Brown, as you were closing out your message on tonight, please go to the website. If you just dialed in and you missed the message, you most definitely want to go to my show website and pull up today's program and listen to this powerful word of God through this man of God on tonight. It was a right now word. Mm-hmm. It was a rhema word for somebody on tonight. Even if you just dialed in and you missed it, you have an opportunity to go to the website and tune in and be blessed by this word that came forth on tonight. I was truly blessed by this word on tonight, Pastor Brown, because there have been times I've been serving the Lord a long time. I'm 64 years old now. I'm not bragging. I'm just giving God the glory. I am 64 years old now. I got saved at 8 years old, and there have been so many times that I felt like throwing in the towel. I felt like giving up because of not only church hurt but other things that have happened in my life and how the enemy tried to take me out so many times. But God, I'm still here, and I'm so grateful that God has kept me, and he is still using me. And just like he's using me, he is using you too, my sister, you, my brother. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up on God, because he will not give up on you. So is there anyone else that have any words for encouragement for Pastor Brown before I release him, or do you have any questions for him on tonight? This is your opportunity. The lines are still open.
Any and all questions.
Don't be afraid.
You all.
Yes. Go ahead. Anyone else? Well, Pastor Brown, once again, I want to say thank you. I like how you opened it up. You said you're going to say what God gave you to say, and then you're going to sit down, and you did just that. So you gave us exactly what God gave you to give to us. And so I respect that, and God is more glorified through that. When we start adding things to what God did not say, then we take some of the glory away from God. So we thank God that this word through you have gone forth, and it has been received. I know I've received it, and I know the listeners that have dialed in and those that are listening around the world that are listening by social media or through different social media outlets that are now listening to this worldwide platform, they have been blessed by this awesome, powerful word on tonight through this man of God, Pastor Rondell Brown, the pastor of the Love Center, which is located in Detroit, Michigan. And once again, like I said to you the last time you was on, Pastor Brown, as soon as the Lord says so, I would definitely have you on again, because I have a lot of new first-time men and women of God that's going to be coming forth in the month of March and April that have never been on this platform before. My calendar is full for March and for April. It's already full. I'm already scheduling people for May. So I just give God the glory for this. And again, it's now being heard throughout the prisons all over the United States. They are being able to hear God's word. And those that are behind prison bars that are not saved, they are able to be saved after hearing God's word. Those that are incarcerated are being able to be used by God, even though they are incarcerated. Even those that are behind prison bars and incarcerated that are about to be released back into society, they are being filled with God's word, so that when they are released from being incarcerated and back into society, they can be an asset to the kingdom of God, and that God will get the glory out of their lives. So that's what this worldwide platform is all about, that God's word is going forth with power. People are being saved. Backsliders are coming back to the fold. And that the body of Christ is being strengthened and built up and edified through God's word. So once again, I want to thank Pastor Rondell Brown. I thank Deborah Nash. I thank his manager. I also want to thank my new pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my new church family, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Hopper Woods, Michigan. And also still would like to give a great shout-out to Pastor Bishop James A. Jennings and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. I'm still a part of them, even though I am no longer with them physically, but I'm still with them spiritually, and I'm continuously lifting up Bishop James A. Jennings, Jr., and the Shield of Faith Church family in my prayers. So I'm asking you all to do the same for me. Continue to lift me up in prayer in this worldwide ministry platform, that God will continue to be blessed and glorified through this worldwide ministry platform, because we know it's not about us. It's all about God being glorified. So right now we're going to close out in prayer. Then we're going to close out with a closing song. So know and remember that I love you, but remember and know more even so that God loves you even more. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We come once again, touching and agreeing in prayer that you are God and God all by yourself, and you are worthy of our praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, we know that you are able to see us through, and you are our promise keeper. We thank you that you have no respect of persons. What you have done for one, you would do for all, because you love us. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, for his great sacrifice on the cross through the shedding of his blood, his sinless and holy and righteous and precious blood that was shed on the cross for us. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. But because of this, we are grateful that Jesus Christ, your Son, gave us an opportunity to be redeemed and be restored back to you as our Heavenly Father and our Creator. For this, we are grateful in Jesus' name. We thank you that he went down to the grave, but he did not stay there. He rose again from the dead, just like he said he would, with the victory over death, hell, and the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand, making intercessions for the saints of God. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise for that as well. We thank you that he is soon to come again, and then he's going to redeem us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the redeeming power that's in the blood of Jesus. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works, and it will never lose its power. We thank you for being a promise keeper. You said that once we're saved in Jesus' name, that nothing and no one can pluck us out of your hands. So that's why we're grateful that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So continue to bless us individually and as a corporate body of believers as we continue to be doers of your word, not just hearers only. Now, Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up our sisters and brothers over in Ukraine. Continue to bless and strengthen that president. Continue to bless those people, our sisters and brothers over in Ukraine. Continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you would intercede, that this war would end, Heavenly Father, that all this devastation and killing will come to an end. That you would touch the heart of President Putin, Heavenly Father, that his heart would be turned to you, that he would realize what he's doing is wrong, that he would ask for forgiveness of his sins and transgressions, that he would ask your Son, Jesus Christ, to come into his heart and save him, that he too would come to know his God purpose and fulfill it in the earth for your glory. Now, Lord, we pray and thank you for every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide platform. Even those that are listening in for the first time on tonight, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that would give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, on tonight, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. And because of that, we're going to close out with a song that I normally play all the time. That because of such a time as this that we're living in, we see wars and rumors of wars. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So I'm going to close out with this song on tonight. Pray for me. Continue to lift each other up in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Pray for me.
That's all I want you to do. If you know you're standing in need of prayer, if you know you're standing in need of prayer, come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say prayer. Yeah.